We will talk about the companies that take advantage of the workers' exploitation. We have created this podcast because it's easier to share help and solve this problem faster by creating influence in this project, because we would like to make this problem more known and be able to solve this problem, or at least reduce it. It's not just happening in companies that are situated in countries of Asia or South America. It's also happening in Spain and in other high-level countries around Europe and North America that are the consumers and industrial countries or in developed. Keep listening, because now we will explain the different parts that are involved in this problem, starting with the companies.
The companies benefit because we buy their clothes and also earn a lot of money in their manufacture. For example, Amancio Ortega, creator of Zara, has many people working for very little money. These people are in slaves and they are exploited, and that has to be changed. Do you think that the most of the clothes you wear have been manufactured by people who are exploited? And that's wrong, because the company is doing something illegal, makes a lot of money, and they will have to give more money to those workers for a change. Barely $1 or less. They don't do the proper regulations with his workers, the social security, the papers, the taxes. That makes them earn more money.
The situation of the workers is very different from the companies. Many of them work in locations and in conditions that they are not safe. Many locations have buildings that doesn't work, that they are fragile. Many of the materials that they use, the workers can damage them. Example, chemical products for the clothes. Also, there's a part of the workers that they are children, and that's immoral. The money that they can earn is not enough in compensation of his work, even for living. These workers also use familiars to help them, and most of them pass their entire lives working like that until they cannot be useful for them. Some of them cannot go out of their work and they are like prisoners. This kind of work is like slavery.
Thanks for listening to this podcast, and we hope you will help to solve this problem.